As part of the Introduction to VoiceOver course with Voices of Tomorrow, myself and Cecilia Ramsdale talk about our own journeys into the voiceover industry. Now, this journey is different for everyone. So joining me via phone today to share her story is Ali Kay. G'day, Ali.
Hello, how are you?
I'm excellent, as always.
That's good.
Ali, how long have you been doing voiceover work?
Professionally now, it's probably been about 4 years.
So what then was the starting point where you thought, hey, I could do that, and then what did you do?
How I started was I started actually out in community radio. So I was doing announcing at a community station. And then, so from there, after I finished school, I went on to do the Holmes Glen TV and radio course in Melbourne. So after that, I went on to do the Swinburne radio course. And in that course, we also did voiceovers there. And it's probably more we did commercial scripts there. And I knew that I really, really enjoyed it. But still at this point, I guess I was still focused on air at this point because I just knew that I liked using my voice, and I knew that I liked sort of that was like a form of expression to me in some way. And then basically I also was really interested in production. The semester two, we did a production course. My idea was after I finished Swinburne, I was going to work regionally because most regional jobs are sort of two roles regionally. So I was looking for a job that was production and on air at that time. And when I got offered a full-time commercial production role in Hobart, with that came me. I was in charge of all the scripts and casting for voiceovers. And that was really where I got to sort of work with scripts every day and work with voiceover artists every day. And I was casting scripts and I was practicing. And it was a really, really good opportunity for me to get scripts back that I had sent off that had been voiced professionally. And I could sort of learn from that. At that point in time, I had a very, very young sounding voice. I would put myself in the range of 10 to 12. Like, it was very, very young and very immature. I had the passion behind it, and I was enthusiastic and I was energetic about it, but not a lot of scripts are cast for anyone between 10 and 12. There was this script for a shop called Capri down in Hobart, and it's actually a woman's, not a lingerie store, but they sell bras and sort of pajamas. It's like a bras and things store. And I ended up running it past one of the writers and said, oh, do you think I can voice this? This is for a young female. And they're like, yeah, try it. And I listened to it back now. I said about 12, and I think one of the lines is, for all lingerie, for all types of bodies. And I'm like, oh my goodness me. I don't know how that got approved. I don't know how they went to air. But the great thing about that was everyone was really encouraging there, and they were really supportive. So I knew that I wanted to do voiceover. And I think by that point, I'd realized that I didn't want to be an on-air announcer. I wanted to do voiceovers, and I wanted to use that as a way to express myself. And I just really loved using my voice, and I love communicating and things like that. So I really like doing voiceovers. Yeah, I was still practicing and getting the scripts in and reading them. And I was also, casting myself on the younger stuff that would go to air. And of course, that's when you first get something that you voice and it goes to air and you hear it on the radio and you're so excited. So even that fueled it even more, and you just get super excited. And I think by that point, that was when I realized, I was like, yep, I really, really love doing this. So pretty much from there, I got to practice. And then after about a year and a half, I contacted some regional agencies. Well, I was lucky enough for them to put me on their books, and that's where that kind of started.
So, I mean, you had a great start, as you had an interest in radio, which isn't everybody's entry into voiceover, but you had an interest in radio. You got into radio, and being once you're inside a radio station, there's a plenty of opportunities to use your voice and get it on air, and you were in a position where you could cast yourself into some spots to try it out, which is great. Now, of course, yourself having lived in areas like Hobart and Gosford and other places around Australia over the years, how has that then impacted your ability to get paid voiceover work?
It is a little bit hard because, one, the clients don't have these really big budgets. But the other thing is, as I've gotten more experienced and as I've gotten older and I think my voice has matured a little bit and I've practiced a little bit more, you've also got not just the retail reads that come in from clients, but you've got those big corporate reads. Usually those are the bigger paying jobs because there's more words, longer scripts, whatnot. So as it sort of, as I, my voice develops, that's now I'm sort of maturing a little bit and I've moved from the 10 to 12 age to the 20 to 30 age. So somewhere in the middle there. So I guess I'm also cast on more jobs there because I'm fitting the casting in more jobs as well.
And how many scripts do you think you would, I know you have your quiet week and busy weeks, but how many scripts a week would you typically record?
It really varies. Like there's some weeks where I'll get one script and then there's other weeks where I might get 10 scripts, or it might even be a couple of scripts, but they might be really long form scripts. So it might take a day and a half, like a day plus the second day to edit it. If you've got a quicker turnaround time, that can also help with getting work, because if they know that you can get the script quickly back to them, then they might sort of cast you over someone who can't get it till the next day, which just the way that it works, I guess.
And you mentioned, of course, you do have the advantage of working in a radio station, specifically working in production. So you have really quick access to a studio. Do you have your own home studio set up as well?
I have my equipment, but I've actually found that because I am working with very high-grade equipment, like radio studio equipment, I don't have the need to use my home setting, like my home studio, as much.
Now, looking back, actually, just rewinding back to quite early in your voiceover career, what do you find was your greatest obstacle? What maybe did you feel was holding you back at any stage?
To be very, very honest, I actually think it was probably the maturity in my voice, only because I had such a very, like, I had such a young sounding voice that I was enthusiastic and my energy was there and my motivation and my inspiration and all of that was there, and I really wanted to do it. But it's almost like, for example, if all the scripts were coming on my desk for a 40-year-old male, it doesn't matter how great I sound or it doesn't matter how enthusiastic I am, I can't voice those scripts. So that was one thing that I really had to work on, which was maturing my voice and sort of sitting lower and reading more maturely, I guess. That was probably one of the biggest obstacles because, yeah, I just sounded too young. But that was probably, yeah, when I first started.
Okay, and finally, Ali, you've given so much of your time today. What advice might you give to anyone looking to take that first step into voiceover? Maybe they don't have the opportunity where they're in a radio station. They're just thinking, hey, I want to use my voice. What advice would you give?
The thing is as well, because I've only come from regionally, it depends regionally or if you're in a city, because I think there's a lot more opportunity in the city. But if you're sort of working maybe regionally, just sort of, I'd reach out to people. And even I find that a lot of people that I've reached out to are so willing to help everyone. There's not very many people that are not willing to help you. So if you just put your hand up and say, hey, I'm really looking forward to it. Even if you contacted any radio stations, they are full of scripts. They can send you out scripts. It might not, and you can use those to practice them. If you're not in a position like I was, where I was working with like commercial scripts every day, so I had access to them. If you're not in that kind of position, go out and, or even go to a community station, because it would be practice and it would be getting out there and getting experience. Then from there, you finally get put into a position where you might get a paid job. You're sort of ready for it. Because you've been practicing. So that would be my advice for someone who's starting out.
Some great tips there. And Ali, I can tell you certainly enjoy talking. It's a big part of the job.
Yes.
Thanks again for the chat today.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.